Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hello, my name's Nigel Jones, and I'm Sales and Marketing Director at Practice Plan. And welcome to today's podcast. We're going to be covering the subject of children's open days today. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Lisa Bainham, who's the practice manager at the Old Surgery and Crewe, just to find out how they approach that particular topic. Lisa, would you mind just introducing yourself and giving us a bit of your background?
Yeah, sure. My name's Lisa. I'm the practice manager at the Old Surgery. We're in Crewe in Cheshire. We are primarily private practice. We do have a children's NHS contract. We've been open for about 20 years now. We've made lots of mistakes along the way, but hopefully now we've got quite a few things going on that we really enjoy as a practice and that make us stand out a little bit. One of them is the children's days that we hold.
So what was the reason for going down the children's open day in the first place? What was the prompt?
Not completely selfless, to be honest. What we were finding is the more privatised we went in our diary, having children in, and they are so important, but we found that the children's zones, we did zone our book, so we have different types of patients in, as in we have planned patients, and then we'd have long appointments, and we'd have new patient appointments, and then we'd have some children's zones. But what we found was, bless them, they did cause quite a bit of havoc with the book. And four parents come in from about 3:30 onwards. So each day from 3:30, you'd have an hour of slightly chaotic noise, people coming late because little Susie didn't come out of school on time, and the mum turns up all frantic, the children's stressed. It was just something that we'd like, really need to change this. It's not fun for the kids. We're stressed, mum's stressed. So we just looked and said, how can we make it easier? So the idea was, on each of the school holidays, we have a dedicated day where they can bring their children along. And it's just, I think the way to describe it, think school fate rather than dental surgery. And you find that that's kind of what the kids' days are about.
So how does that look then? I'm someone bringing in a child, and what do I find?
It's great. We have different themes. So for example, in the October half term, we would have Halloween theme, nothing too scary, and all the children, team dress up. The surgery is all kitted out in whatever theme. Yeah, so at Christmas we hired Olaf, dressed up, and the kids could all have pictures done. And we do summer themes, we've had a Star Wars theme, we've done all sorts of different things. So the kids have something different to expect each time they come in.
Who picks the themes?
We do it as a whole, really. Generally, at one of the meetings or on other huddles, we look at what's the next one, so we can get prepared. The themes are, like I say, dictated sometimes by the time of year, but for example, the February one, February is always kind of, there's nothing really happening in February, so it's a free-for-all, so we get various things from Minions to Princess Leia to Oompa Loompas, you name it. We've got a vast supply of fancy dress outfits, which is great, so if you ever need to borrow one.
What about the team's reaction to this? Because I guess the success of it relies on them embracing this.
Yes, they have to get into it. It is tiring. You know, most average day we would have 200 children coming through the door. But the team love it. We take the pictures. We've got used to it now. We don't really feel conscious about it now. It's just really nice to get involved with the kids. And parents are so happy, which is great. Because, you know, sometimes you have children come in that parents don't come to you. It's just giving them a really nice experience. We do warn new patients what's going to happen, because it could be a shock to come through the door. But we've never had anybody have any grumbles about it. They think it's great.
I was gonna say,
even the teenagers who pretend to come in and go, oh, and pull the faces, they go out smiling. They get free toothbrushes. We give them free toothbrushes and home care kits. They get to see the dentist. They get to go through to our hygienist so they can do an oral health chat with them, which parents love because kids don't listen to parents quite often when it comes to brushing the teeth. It takes somebody else to do it. Also, things like fissure sealants, if they need something like that, then they can go and have a little play and then go through to the hygienist and have that done. So they're doing everything in one visit. They're not having to come back, and it's all just there. And it's saving them so much stress. And if they come an hour late, they come an hour late because it's, I suppose, slightly chaotic anyway. And they can
almost
just
deliberately
slot in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's very relaxed, very relaxed. But the kids love it. And they all dress up as well. They ask, we put on Facebook what the theme's going to be. And so often the children turn up dressed in that theme as well, which is really cute. And the testimonials we get from the children, CQC loved that, by the way, the fact that we actually asked them as well.
Yeah,
and it's like,
awesome.
Well, yeah, because if there's something we're doing that they don't like or that they do like, we need to know about it. We want them to want to come to us and enjoy coming to us.
That's the thing I think that's so important about this. I mean, I've not been to one of your children's open days, but I have seen the photos on Facebook.
Yes.
And it just looks like a load of fun. And completely different to my experience as a child going to the dentist.
Absolutely.
For the first time.
Yeah, the children just, they skip through the door and the team are great with them. Most of the team, I've got children, so you kind of, you know how your children, how you'd want them to feel coming through the door. It's great. And I think it's quite a good team builder as well, funnily enough. In the dentist, we'll order a load of Domino's pizzas at lunchtime, so treat the staff to lunch. And sometimes nip to the pub after, if it's Friday. If we do it on a Monday, we don't. Go for a couple of drinks. And it is nice. It brings the team together. And it does, as you know, we've discussed previously, you've got to have the right team members all geared up for it.
So what would your main tips be if you were talking to someone that doesn't currently do what you do? What do they need to think about?
You need to plan way in advance school holidays, and bear in mind that school holidays do vary very slightly from area to area. Over the summer, we do two, one at the beginning, one at the end. And we alternate them between Mondays and Fridays because parents sometimes have different days off. And each time they come in, you've potentially got 200 people booking in for the following 6 months. So you do need to plan ahead quite a bit. You need to make sure the staff are covered for if they're buying bits and pieces. So plan in advance, get the team on board, make sure you reward the team in some way. Obviously hold them in school holidays. That is a must, and bear that in mind. So you need to be looking to book really about a year ahead, because again, that saves on recalls. If you've got the patients booking in, you need a good team at the front, and you need them to fly, because you've got to get medical histories for every patient now. So you've got 200 children coming in. You need a good flow. You need lots of entertainment, so face painting. I think it's nice to keep it themed, and marketing is really important.
Social media and
absolutely, and social media is great because it's a little bit more fun, so you can get things going on Facebook, and it's lovely to see the team all dressed up, but it's even better when we've got the patients coming in and they're so happy and smiley. Obviously you need to get the consents 100% sorted on that, but the parents normally are quite happy because every parent loves it if their children, if they appear in something, it's, quite a proud parent moment. And we've had the local paper get involved so many times. So we do gain a lot of new patients from it. Yes, sometimes initially just the children. But if you're winning the kids over, the parents think, wow, this is great. This is what I want from my dentist. And in our area especially, there's nobody else that's doing it. So
it's a real differentiator.
Yeah, and actually this was one of the main things that made CQC award us notable practice for. They just thought it was fantastic. So it's one of the best things we've done, to be honest. It's great.
Brilliant. Well, I think that's a perfect note to finish this discussion. Thank you very much for sharing your experiences and your insights. Thanks a lot, Lisa.
Thank you.